You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Jennifer Shvetta Jordan. Today, The Allegheny Front starts a new era. We join the news program team of Essential Public Radio, 90.5 FM in Pittsburgh. I feel really privileged to deliver environmental news to you, the listener. Kathy Naur is the executive producer of our show. Welcome, Kathy.
Thanks, Jennifer.
And maybe I should say happy anniversary, too, because The Allegheny Front is in its 20th year now.
That's right. We started in 1991 on WYEP. We were very happy to have that station as our home, and now we're excited to move over to its sister station.
And give me a quick review of where the show's been over the years.
The Allegheny Front really started at the same time an environmental movement in Pittsburgh was galvanizing around issues like sustainability, you know, outdoor recreation, air quality, water quality. The Allegheny Front was part of that conversation. And besides talking with local folks, we had a chance to talk to a lot of national newsmakers who came into town. Jane Goodall was in town, and when I first started on the Allegheny Front in 1995. But we also talked with Al Gore when he was running for vice president. And we were there when Gauri Mathai was in town. And you've been working with a lot of students in the area, high school and college students. What's that been like?
That's one of my favorite parts of the job. One of our interns just from last year, Amelia Pisanza, is working at WHYY in Philadelphia as an intern. So it's great to help cultivate people in public radio. We have a lot of volunteers, interns, and a great group of freelancers who really make the show come together. And maybe you could introduce some of the key players we have.
Well, Anne Murray is a voice you'll hear. She's our senior staff reporter. She was one of the few reporters here who early on went to Texas to see what the impacts of shale drilling have been on that community to try to discuss and predict what might happen in Pennsylvania. And she has recently won an award from the Press Club of Western Pennsylvania on her reporting on Marcellus Shale issues. And that work of Marcellus Shale will continue with a dedicated reporter for the next year looking at that issue, Reed Frazier, who is another longtime contributor of the Allegheny Front, and he's won many accolades for his science reporting. Joey Spihar is our production director. You hear him doing the announcements and underwriting, puts all that great music in the show. And Kara Holsoppel is delving into our 20-year archives, all of that old tape we have.
Literally just old tape, the reel-to-reels.
Exactly. And she's doing a weekly segment called Allegheny Front Rewind, looking at past stories, seeing how the issue has progressed, seeing how groups have matured and their mission.
Now, we're joining a new station. That's going to be a great partnership. And we've also built partnerships with other news organizations in the community. Why don't you talk about that?
We have a partnership with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's Pipeline website, which is their website dedicated to Marcellus Shale issues. And we also partner with West Virginia Public Radio, WPSU, and State College. So we do have a lot of media partners.
Well, Kathy, I got to say, it's just great for me to be here personally on the airwaves of public radio in Pittsburgh. This is where I grew up. This is where I first heard public radio. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
I'm Jennifer Shvetta Jordan. I've been speaking with Kathy Naur, executive producer of The Allegheny Front.